listening to WCNO Palm City.
She said, Roger, go and do your ministry. Well, I did, but in the meantime, but I still felt I needed to be with her. So I was for 6 months, and that was a witness to others, but not in this. That wasn't my purpose. And so she said, at the end, go and do the ministry God's called you. So I'm really continuing in what the Lord will increase, whatever, the ministry and prayer. And
did I meet her when you were on here years ago?
No. Okay. Her name was Marjorie. And it's you're working through, and I met other widowers. We've been talking, and it's a process, of course, the absence, and it's a whole new life change, as many of you know who have experienced that. But the strength and the stamina, and when I wake up every morning, the day I can carry on is because I'm saying, Lord, guide me today. I need, you know, you've taken the help meet at this time from me. And when I say help meet, and she was my best counselor as I was pastoring years ago. She would motion with her hand, you know, after the second or third closing. So after the service, she'd say, you know, Roger, you could have maybe stopped then. I said, well, that's great. So what I did, the Holy Spirit said, write a message. Listen to Marjorie. I put that message on my door going out of my office. So listen to Marjorie. So that's the type of help meet certainly, yeah.
Did you ever finish that story that where the Lord spoke to you and said, you're not listening to me?
Yeah, well.
What were you not listening about?
Well, apparently I had a lot of prayer requests and needs as a pastor, and I just kept talking, and it was like, stop, you haven't listening. You're not listening to my answers, if you will. So with Marjorie, it's a process, being a widow in that time, where we shared our life together. We shared a lot of, you know, all of it, including ministry and foster care and all of that.
Oh, you adopted children?
We got foster care. We didn't adopt them.
Well, that's the same thing.
And one of them is a pastor up in Berlin, New Hampshire.
Oh, come on.
I'll be visiting Corey. We connected. He's in his 40s now.
You going to see him this summer, maybe?
Yeah, I'm planning to. He's up in Berlin, New Hampshire.
Oh, New Hampshire.
Assembly of God up there.
Live free or die.
Yeah, we're going to be up there. And his daughter, his sister, Amanda's in New York and Plattsburgh, so we're going to all be visiting them. But just to finish up with, in this ongoing process, you know, I'm reminded of my wife. I have memories, and I've, you know, got things that I don't need that we've had shared together, and some things I'll keep. But the whole emphasis is, Lord, guide me through all of this time in this morning. And to be honest with you, there's a time of mourning. He said there's mourning in the evening, but there's joy in the morning. And the joy of the Lord is our strength. In Galatians 5, I mentioned love, joy, peace. That's the joy of God. So it's a process. I'm still working with it. And it's the opposite is you get depressed and you pull into yourself and you shut the blinds and such. That's not what the Lord has called me to do.
Yeah.
And I'm blessed with it.
Yeah.
I know that doesn't answer all of the questions that people may have, but I'll walk through it, but I'm not alone.
Yeah. Pretty amazing.
I have good friends who just come and pray along and pray with me, men and women. And so it's like it's a new lifestyle. It's a new new daily life,
sure.
But it's good.
Let me ask you this. So you have these prayer stations. You set them up at events.
We have two now in Fort Pierce.
Fort Pierce. And are you going to bring the equipment up north this summer?
Well, I did. I went north for 1 month in October to the burial, my Marjorie's burial in Gilmerton, New Hampshire, where she was born, and we had family and friends there, and I took with me a number of prayer station packages, and I gave the pastors I knew there and along the way in Carolinas and up in New Hampshire and Vermont. And I would encourage, and I've been encouraging pastors and leaders, that's a ministry you can do out. It's outreach ministry. Put it out next to your church. Go down, find a spot, put up a prayer station, get some intercessors, get some people who are called to pray, and just begin standing there and let people come by and ask, may I pray for you? we've had, as I said, thousands of people come through. We stopped counting, and many will not respond, but those who do, that's the time that the Lord would use you and me.
Well, as I said, you know, you go into a restaurant and you can proselytize, you know, and ask really a question you haven't really earned the privilege of. Oh, do you believe in Jesus? Because I do this. And it's like, well, you're jumping over to people. Whereas if you say, okay, hi, waitress or waiter, we're going to pray over our food. Do you have any needs, anyone mm-hmm. you want us to pray for?
Yeah.
All of a sudden they're crying, yeah. Oh, my father's yes. got cancer or, you know, we don't have the money, but my son's eligible to go to college. We need the funding, whatever it might be. Yeah. And usually people have something that they would appreciate, whether they believe or not. Mm. And it's, would you agree with this as a former pastor? At least it's a step forward that they are making. Because I was told when I was younger, mm-hmm. if you take one step towards Jesus, he'll take, you know, 100 steps towards you.
Mm-hmm,
so
mm-hmm.
isn't it really an act of faith to a degree to say, yes, I'd like prayer?
Yes, absolutely. It's an openness of the, it's an openness in their natural, in their human spirit that's ready to receive. And in their mind, they're ready to receive it. And that's, man, that's an opening the Lord wants to fill. And you use the word proselytize. Maybe many don't know that word proselytize.
I
use witnessing.
Yes.
Because not everybody is just to identify. I don't use the word proselytize. It might be
well,
the King James.
Well, proselytizing, it is.
It's a witnessing, it's really.
That's a pejorative term, which, by the yeah. way, means a negative term. people think because it means you're being overly aggressive or assertive.
Mm.
Of course, Jesus, the Bible does say God has chosen the foolishness of preaching.
Yep.
I think it was Paul said it.
Yep.
God has chosen the foolishness of preaching. It also says somewhere else in the scripture, be a fool for Christ.
Yep.
Yeah, when you see somebody on the street corner or a guy like you or me with a little prayer station or whatever, and people go, oh, well, here's one of those. I was there one time. Oh, there's those Jesus freaks. Oh, my word. There's another Jesus freak. Well, you know, hey, there's a guy who says the world's going to end. Turn to Jesus. And, you know, we got a guy in town here who does that out on Route 60 yep. and 58. And he's an African-American yep. man who was very successful in business. And then yep. later in life, yep. he says, you know, he's got his wife and six kids and said, I want you to go and preach the gospel.
Yep.
He's got himself a megaphone. And
we're all called to different with different callings. And look. The if the calling is of the Holy Spirit, it's empowered. And whether it may look odd to you or to me, and we don't, you know, if that's his calling, we don't have a prayer station in every city, every town. And I'm asking, why not, Lord? It's we're called to pray for one another, but not everybody's called. Some are called and they're disobedient or they're not moving in that area. And I'm not judging them. I'm just saying, God is calling you even to work with us on Saturday morning in Fort Pierce from 8 to 1. And whenever that time is, you can put in, give us a call. I'll give you my number. Can I do that now?
Yeah, please.
It's 802. Which is in Vermont, but I have my cell phone is from there.
802-338-6552. 6552.
That's
okay, you're
ready
in 802.
338-6552. Put it down. Give me a call.
Now, on the internet, how do they find you?
You can, R-A, my last name, Couture, R-A-C-O-U-T-U-R-E at gmail.com. And I'll respond. We'd love to have you come in. If you want to, hey, is that something for me? Well, step into the water and see if it's the right temperature for you. Come down for an hour. See if the Lord's calling you to do that.
What's that accent you have? Is that Maine?
Well, I'm from
Boston.
I'm from New Hampshire.
New Hampshire.
I park my car in a parking lot.
Park the car in Harvard Yard.
But I'm losing that. Interestingly, my parents, both French Canadians, and they spoke in French and they wanted me to answer in English because they could learn that language when we were in New Hampshire.
Roger Couture.
Couture.
Isn't
Couture.
That a French term?
It is. Roger Couture, yeah.
Couture. You speak fluent French?
No, I had 9 years of French in the school.
Yeah, say glory to the Lord Jesus.
Don't test me in all my French vocabulary.
Well, say something about the Lord.
Hallelujah.
No, come on.
Le Seigneur, le bon Dieu, le Seigneur, a more let me see. Well,
I can say it in Spanish.
I haven't used it in
Gloria, Señor Jesús. Yeah. Gloria, Señor Jesús. That's Espanol.
Le parole de Jésus-Christ est pour mon vie.
All right.
The gospel of Christ is for my life.
We'll continue to prosper in the things of the Lord. And, you know, you live in a facility. What are they called?
It's a 55 pluses.
55
Lake Forest Park. And
they serve you meals every day. So you're not doing this for filthy lucre. You're not begging for money.
I'm paying my share.
What does it cost to get one of those things, one of those tents?
Online, you can go online and look. I think it starts at around $3,000 up.
That depending much?
Would you have two meals provided in it?
No, the tents.
The prayer stations. The tents, the different prices.
What's the least amount if you wanted to get started with just a little?
I don't have the dollar signs. I don't want to mislead people. I would encourage you to Nick Savoca, get hold of me. I can give you information.
Well, let's have him call you again. What's your phone number?
802-338-338-6552. 6552. The person is Ron Setcher, he's his son-in-law.
All right, well, I'll call you.
And they can call me, and I can put you in contact with
them. All right.
At the prayer station, we give out information you could follow up on with those who provide the equipment.
Yeah.
And that would be a good place to start.
All right. Well, thank you for coming up, driving all the way up here to see me today. I know you have an appointment to get to. I hope I haven't made it too late for you.
No, not at all.
And so, Roger, God bless you and be with you. And
thank
may his face to shine upon you.
Thank you, Rhett. We just bless your ministry, and we pray for the ministries that come across our heart every week at the prayer station. We take time for that, and that's why you've got some funds, because we're praying for you and others
to
bring the Word of God in the airways. God bless you. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Tune in again Monday at 3 a.m., 7 a.m., or 3 p.m. I'm your host, Rhett Palmer, and this is A New Day.
We'd like to thank Center for Advanced Eye Care, Dr. Mallon, Center for Advanced Eye Care with offices in Fort Pierce and in Vero Beach. Thank you for supporting It's a New Day.
Safety for your home and family. Now that's important to you. And Gator Security with its 5-year warranty can help. With security, video surveillance, and access control, Gator Security is available at www.gatorsecurity.com or 800-676-1580. Gator Security, with its 5-year warranty, is a proud corporate sponsor of WCNO. GatorSecurity.com.
To Jesus.